Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The United Way Northumberland is nearing its 2026 fundraising goal. Approximately $700,000 of its $800,000 target has been achieved. With a successful Christmas campaign, the agency is looking to keep the momentum going in January. Executive Director Alicia Van Dyne says donations are steadily coming in this month.
It's going really well. We're just over the 700,000 mark, so we are closing in on our target. We have 3 months to go, so I'm pretty excited about the progress that we've been making so far.
How'd the Christmas drive go?
It was excellent. You know, we had lots of folks come and visit us, of course, during Radiothon time and our direct letter campaign. We had folks that were sending in checks and calling in donations, and it's not too late. People, I would encourage you to make a donation. Our campaign runs until the end of March this year, and we'd really appreciate getting to our goal. We're impacting 1 in 4 in Northumberland County, and so the work that we do is very important.
Now, heading post-Christmas, it's usually people are a little tight who are trying to pay down their Christmas bills and maybe save some money for the spring. How do you switch gears to getting that campaign going and trying to get people to donate in such a quiet time?
You know, some folks, they make donations all year long. It's really, people are not necessarily motivated by a tax receipt, you know, getting their donation in before the Christmas season. But, you know, in January, what we do see is an uptake in monthly givers. And so people who are able to do a small amount each month versus a large amount, that always has a bit of an uptake in January, and we would encourage people to be able to do that. You can do that either by calling our office or going online. You can set up a small monthly donation because those small amounts, they certainly add up at the end of the year.
Now, last year you and I are kind of discussing some of the challenges facing Northumberland County, one being food insecurity and the other being housing. Are you still seeing that post-Christmas now?
You know, I think always after the holidays, we're always going to see the food insecurity continue. I think it just really shines a light on it at that particular time of year. Housing insecurity, I don't think, is going to be going away anytime soon. And so I think both of those issues are still going to be things that we'll be thinking about into 2026, 2027. You know, United Way is going into a strategic planning session in the middle of January, and we've been listening a lot, and we've got a researcher who is really taking a look at what Northumberland County looks like, and that way we can make sure that we're putting resources to make the biggest impact.
Now, I know we did talk about the four pillars that the United Way is focusing on. Is that still the same four pillars we're going to be heading into for 26?
Yeah, it's three pillars. It's poverty to possibility, kids can be all they can be, and building strong communities. And so within those pillars, of course, there's a few things that are listed. But yes, that will always be the focus of United Way. It's not only just a Northumberland United Way, it's also our national United Way three pillars.
So if I want to donate, how do I go about doing that?
You can, of course, call our office at 905-372-6955. You can go online at mynuw.org and make a donation online. And, of course, we love to have people come to the door right at our office. It's always lovely to meet people at the same time. They can visit us at 62 Swain Street in downtown Cobourg.
Now, before I let you go, though, there was you guys have been hosting some pretty cool campaigns like the Ultimate Burger Challenge and your Christmas Drive. Do you have anything going on for the springtime?
We actually have something coming up for February for everybody who might have a sweet tooth. We have a dessert online auction that will be launching shortly. It will be, I believe the auction takes place about a week before Valentine's Day. And so it's a good way to just get your sweet tooth on for such a lovely time of the year.
Well, I might have to bid, and I might go bankrupt because I'm a big Sweet Tooth guy. So.
We will make sure to send you the link. Once the auction is live, you know I'll be sending you a link.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.